This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done. Good morning. It's day 18 and I haven't done anything all weekend. It's Monday now. I went out on Friday night and got quite drunk and then had a two-day hangover. So I've been feeling rubbish and I still feel rubbish now, which I don't like because it's horrible. I'm going to have a look today and try and do some words. I have checked my NaNoWriMo and I am only like 5,000 behind. That's fine, right? I just want to watch Crown and stay in bed. It's not good this week. Oh, it'll be fine, right? Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be up to today. I will come back on, but I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that I feel so awful and then we can compare it with later when I come back on and say just how great I feel after doing 4,000, maybe 5,000 words. Oh, they're all going to rattle off. Yay. I'm going to do the thing where I'm going to think about what I write before I start to write it and hopefully that'll help. Maybe a lot of water. Bye. It's the day 18 update for you. I've written 2,000 words using the Pomodoro technique, of course, one of our favourites. So I've done that twice and done about 900 words-ish each time, which is really cool. I wrote what I was going to say beforehand. I've realised where there's some gaps in my plots. I've got to go back and do that, which is good because I've only done about 25,000 words and I'm coming to like the end. So I think at 30,000 words, I'll be done. So I have to go back and put in some stuff. But I've missed out a really big chunk actually because I think what I've written now is the most dramatic bit. So this is like the high point of the plot. So I need to go in beforehand and add a few bits that I hadn't got to before I got to this bit because it kind of naturally came here. Maybe I did jump just by saying myself something, find myself something to write about. But yeah, pretty good otherwise, isn't it? Managed to force myself to do it. I'm going to reward myself with a cup of tea and I'm going to watch The Crown because that's all I can do. Bye.
Hello, everyone. It's day 19 and I sat somewhere else to write today. Normally I've been in the office, but now I moved downstairs. Mainly because my laptop was downstairs anyway this morning and also because Nick was home, so we got to sit together opposite side of the table. He was doing some worky work, I was doing some worky work, there was lots of tappy tapping. It was very nice. I think I needed that today actually because I wasn't really feeling in the mood to do it, to be honest. I had a haircut halfway through the day. I'm splishing my hair now, you can't see it, but it's very nice. So I was kind of like, I'm gonna go out again and come back. But I had to go back, actually, because I've realised I've kind of finished the book, but I haven't finished the book because I want it to be more of a dramatic ending than what it is at the moment. But the story's kind of coming to an end, but I didn't want to write the end yet. So I've gone back and I'm adding in some bits, which is quite nice. So I did about 2,000 odd words today. I will look at my thing, 2,137 words, which means I'm up to 28,701 words, which is quite nice, I think. It's okay. Still a bit behind by NaNoWriMo standards, but I mean, it says at this rate I'll be done by December the 3rd, which is nice. I won't be. Oh well, I don't know. I know the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, I haven't got time to write. So maybe I'll just do a big load on Friday. But then, when will the house get tidied? Maybe it won't. We'll see. I haven't written any more about Mayonnaise Pixies, but that's definitely. Definitely. I did actually talk about Pixies today, but only because my hairdresser asked about what the book was about. And then once again, I just clammed up and I feel bad that I'm embarrassed about what the book's about. But can I not just not communicate it clearly? I should be proud. I could be prouder of it. So I think that's a good thing for me to work on because I would actually like people to read it. And you've got people need to like be fairly confident that you like it to read it. So I will go away and work on that. Anyway, see you tomorrow.
Hello everyone, it's day 22. I haven't written for 2 days and I'm really feeling it today. I can't be bothered. I don't like anything that I've written. I think the story's rubbish. I think everything's rubbish. Oh God, just a rubbishy day and I can't be bothered and everything crap. Ah, great. I've done quite a few words today. I've struggled through and I've done nearly 2,000 words and I should really carry on and do a bit more because I'm so behind. I've done 30,000 words now, which yay, is great. But I've got 20,000 words to do in a week. And I haven't done that. The only good thing is I haven't got a lot going on in the next week. So hopefully Nick's pointed out to me it's like 3,000 words a day, which I can do. But at the moment I'm running out of puff. And when I do have the puff, I'm looking at what I'm written and going, oh, is it worthwhile? Is it any good? I'm worried about people what think of it, which I know is terrible and it's not very good. I think this is just a down day. I might just go and eat some chocolate and just chill out. I don't know. But I did promise Nick I'd clean the bathroom window. And so I've definitely got to do that. I don't know. I think time just goes by so quick and you're like, oh, I've not done that. Oh, I just sat at the desk. I should be doing more. Oh, so much thinking and questioning today. It's that sort of day. Ugh. Anyway, that's how I am today. Pretty low, but hopefully, right, this will click straight onto tomorrow and I'll be like so pumped and I'll be like, oh, I've done 6,000 words. Everything's great. Hopefully that will happen instead. And if not, I will liven up because Mark sent me some questions to try and do. So I'll do that. Hello everyone, I'm taking a few minutes off of my meltdown to have a few words from Mark. Mark says hello everyone, he misses you so much. And what he's done, he's sent me a link to a website called Conversation Starters World with 200 icebreaker questions. And he's challenged me to pick 5 and answer them from the point of view of my protagonist. So I haven't really mentioned who my protagonist is, so is that? I won't. And I'll see what the first question's like. And then if I need to go back and tell you a bit about it, I will. But there's 200 icebreaker questions. I've written down some numbers already, just randomly in my head. And the first one's 21. Let's have a... Oh, no, they're not numbered. Oh, this is where you should prepare. Hang on. 1, 2. I'm just going to go through and scan and then just pick one. Here we go. Ooh, what's the biggest mistake you've made at work? That's interesting because the whole point of my book is that she had an affair with her boss and it all came out. And then there was a big incident at work with his wife. And that's why she runs away to go and live with her sister. And she runs away from all of her problems. And that's why we start the book. Oh, and then you find out a bit more about what happened later on. So, oh, that's a good one. Oh, thanks, Mark. Okay, let's go again. What public spaces do you feel most comfortable in? Library, bar, park, mall, stadium, etc. Oh, well, she's going through a hard time, so I don't think she's comfortable in most public spaces. Basically, she just wants to hide in bed. So I think the public space she feels most comfortable in is a bed showroom. She probably loves going to Benson's Beds and pretending to look at beds, but really just lying down on the beds and trying to forget her mistakes. Oh, lovely. Let's go again. Oh, what apps do you use most? Oh, I think she does a lot of texting. She does a lot of messaging. I think she's on the WhatsApp quite a bit. I think more than anything, she doesn't really go on social media because she's trying to run away from everything, but she's in close contact with her sister and stuff. So I think probably WhatsApp. Should I choose another one that she'd probably be on? Oh, I think she plays Candy Crush? Maybe she does. Maybe she give her like a secret Candy Crush alter ego. Oh, I bet she plays Words with Friends, but she hasn't got many friends. She plays it against the computer. That's what she does. Cool. Okay. Is that 3 or 4? I'll do 2 more. I can't remember. And random again. Oh, God. I keep looking at all of them and then trying to decide. So I'll do this and I'll just like point my finger. Oh, no. I've done that one. Oh, where have you travelled to? It's a stupid one, isn't it? Ah, she's been around. She's done most stuff. She probably did a year out traveling. That's a good point, Jen. I'll write that down. Year out traveling. So she's done like all the proper places, loads of time. I bet she went to India a lot and went to Goa and ate loads of curries and got a really bad bum, like loads of times. But it was the spiritual experience, man. Yeah, I think she probably did that. I think she probably went to Australia and maybe she went to New Zealand because I'd like to go to New Zealand so she can go in my place and I can pretend that I've been there. It sounds very lovely, doesn't it? But I don't think we'll ever get to go. And the next, last one is, boop, sound effects. Ah, screen's gone blank, spinning wheel of death. Oh my God, am I still recording? Oh my God, it's fine. Oh, no, the website's given up. Nothing there, hang on. Ooh, okay. What period would be the best to be born in? Oh, what would she say to that? I think she's quite a pragmatic, practical person. So I think she would say that the period that she's born into now is the best because of convenience, people not dying of the plague, more equality at work for women. She's not settled down yet. She doesn't feel the real need to. So it doesn't affect us. I think being born in any other period of life would have seriously hampered her ambitions and her chances of success and sleeping around. So I think, yeah, I think she'd be happy with now. Oh, and that's the end of our questions. That was so much fun. And I feel like I really know the character a bit more now. So thank you, Mark. That was so helpful. Oh. I'm going to say goodbye for this podcast and I'll see you again next week. But it's the last week. I'm freaking out. And I've recorded a few top tips from Hector as well. So I'll try and squeeze some of those in next time. I mean, don't take them seriously. They're pretty rubbish. I mean, I asked Nick what his top tip was and he said, just get on with it, which is, you know, what you need as motivation. If you're procrastinating, just someone in your ear shouting at you to get on with it. That's how he does it. And it works for him, actually. Who knows? So I'll see you next time. Bye. Oh, I need to say that obviously you can find us at Pow Podcast UK on Twitter and Instagram. If you search us on Facebook, we'll be there. And if you want to contact us, it's powpodcastuk@gmail.com. And I always love to hear from you. Bye.
I want to talk about Bad Fish Studio. Jenny, have you ever been in a situation where you need to get some t-shirts or some hoodies printed?
But just like unique ones that just come from my head and I've got an idea and I can't find it anywhere else.
Like your own bespoke all the time. Design. Well, Bad Fish Studio can do that for you. Maybe you're organising a hen night. Maybe you're organising a stag night or a special birthday celebration and you want everyone to be wearing the same t-shirts or the same hoodies. You can get them designed online with Bad Fish Studio. They do everything from t-shirts to hoodies and a lot more as well.
Ooh, and I guess they're only to order from £15.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. So it's a bargain.
And they could do really cool stuff. They've got loads of specialist vinyl and various methods and they can make like the best, most perfect thing that you really, really want to make your garment come alive.
Yep, and they can work with you on your design as well. So you're not alone. They will be able to help you with all their expertise of all the design that they've done before. And what's even better, what's more than that, is if you go to badfishmerch.com, find a t-shirt you want. Maybe you like one they already have in their shops. If you use offer code POW, that's POW, you can save 10%.
Yay! That's great.
So where are they? Where is Bad Fish Merch?
Well, you can find them on Facebook, Mark, at Mark, March, Merch. You can find them on Facebook, Mark, at Bad Fish Merch. Instagram is Bad Fish Studio. Or you can just go to badfishmerch.com and check it out. They've got loads of really cool stuff. They can do full colour images or bold coloured vinyl, including metallic, leather and carbon fibre look vinyl. Glow in the dark, reflective. And what else, Mark?
Well, they either do rainbow or glitter for all you snazzy unicorns out there.
I'm a snazzy unicorn. That sounds great.
I love a snazzy unicorn. Just go straight to badfishmerch.com, use offer code POW to save 10% and get designing.
Find all our show notes and links on our website, powpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk, or you can email us at powpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at PowPodcastUK. Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.